schoolboys stand by an old building. Breakthrough Entertainment presents an Aircraft Pictures production.
Founded in 1892, over 100 years of tradition, academic excellence, and preparing boys for leadership.
Sign reads McDonald Hall. Two schoolboys plummet from a tree.
At least, that's what it says in the brochure.
The boys get up.
That's Bruno Walton. He almost broke his arm to get out of a test. He broke the wrong arm and still had to write the test, but, you know, some people call him crazy. I call him my best friend.
Bruno punches his buddy, who checks for injuries.
That other guy? The one who knew that branch couldn't hold both of us? That's me, Melvin O'Neill. But nobody calls me that.
Bruno and Boots O'Neill run.
And for the next 4 years, provided we don't get expelled or worse, we call this place home. You can call it McDonald Hall.
Title, Bruno and Boots, go jump in the pool. The boys run down a hall.
In 100 years, not much has changed at the hall. There may be richer schools, more athletic schools, more smarter schools. But, you know, that's the way we like it. There's no better school than McDonald Hall. It has practically everything.
A teen holds a barbell over his head and eats a sandwich in a weight room. Caption reads, Wilbur. Bruno and Boots wave at him to come. Wilbur puts down the barbell, tosses the sandwich, and runs out. Wilbur crushes both friends in his arms and carries them off. A student in a lab coat does an experiment. Bruno, Boots, and Wilbur wave to him from the door. He waves. Caption reads, Elmer. He pours liquid into a giant beaker, and it explodes upward in foam. The boys at the door jump back, but wave at him to come. Elmer takes off his safety glasses, tosses his lab coat, and runs by his friends. A teen in a beret paints an epic portrait of a student with a mop beard and a globe. Caption reads, Chris. The boys arrive at the art class door. Chris waves at them. He tosses his palette and beret aside and heads for the door. The kid with the mop beard looks in pain. The boys run outside McDonald Hall.
Now, you might be wondering why there aren't any girls here. That's because they're across the road. At the Scrimmage Academy for Education and Awakening. Where they do...
An instructor leads girls in some variation on yoga.
You know, I'm not really sure what they do. But that's the fun stuff. There's also the not fun stuff. And the king of all not fun stuff is... the fish. No one knows who gave him the nickname, but he never blinks. He never breathes. He once ate a worm, though he doesn't actually know that. And his name's William Sturgeon, which is apparently some sort of fish.
A man snaps a photo as Headmaster Sturgeon unveils a sign reading, Welcome to McDonald Hall. Several boys hide in the bushes. Elmer holds a remote.
Come on, we got classes to get to and Christmas break to plan.
Hey, Elmer, on three, okay? One, two, three.
Elmer hits a button. Fireworks explode as a banner reads rules.
All right, buddy, phase two. Let's do it.
Tradition, exploding banners, a pair of irresistible troublemakers. McDonald Hall has everything. Well, okay, almost everything.
A pool sign reads, York Boys Academy welcomes McDonald Hall. A student dives. Another shows off his muscles.
Out there. Come on.
Speed. Determination. Endurance. That's what you're up against. So just try and remember the most important thing. Swim real fast. Oh, and don't try and splash too much. It'll distract O'Neill. Let's be honest. He's pretty much all we got.
The coach walks past the team. They appear uninspired.
Holy mother of pearl!
Sturgeon glares at McDonald's three fans. He turns back. York Academy fans are numerous.
Let's go, guys! Hey, when I say McDonald, you say Hall. You know, all right, when I say McDonald, you know, you say...
Shut up.
Guys, come on, show some whole spirit. Are we going to beat those York turkeys?
According to previous matches, the odds are 3,789-1. Give or take.
Homer, what good is your math, dude, if it just subtracts hope? Chris, how's the victory poster coming along?
Chris's victory poster shows York swimmers.
Chris.
Wait, don't let him start. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
That is the spirit I'm talking about. It's all...
Pizzaroo pouches. The York have has them.
Sorry, had Pizzaroo pouches. Had.
I say pizza room. You say
couches.
Pizza room.
Couches.
Pizza room.
Couches.
Pizza room.
Couches.
Schoolgirls snap a photo of Bruno.
Knock it off, Burton.
Sorry, Walton. The only way scrimmage would let us come was to make it an independent study. We're going with inside a losing streak, the mental toll.
Hey, we can always win. You guys just gotta have faith.
Swimmers, please take your position.
The swimmers mount the starting blocks. They adjust their goggles.
Go, buddy.
Have a good race, Chip. Have a bad race, Boots.
The swimmers take their starting position. A McDonald's swimmer is too scared to dive.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
The race is on. Sturgeon and Boots' buddies cheer. The York fans hold up signs reading Go York, and York is number one. The race continues.
Come on.
Boots appears to be leading. Boots swims as his buddies cheer. Boots makes the turn. He appears to lead. He heads into the home stretch.
Go, Boots! Go, Boots!
Go, Boots!
Come on. Oh, no, no.
Boots still looks to be leading as he nears the end, but then Wilbur stops cheering. So do all of Boots' buddies. Hitting the end wall, Boots looks up. He frowns a little. Chip is already accepting his victory trophy.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. You deserve this. The school very proud.
The McDonald fans look up towards the scoreboard. It says Boots finished fourth. The top three finishers are all York Academy swimmers. Boots looks dejected. He climbs slowly out of the pool.
Okay, boys. See you on the bus.
They may be turkeys, but those York boys have the webbed feet of a duck.
Yeah, what do you expect, right? To have their own pool. Our team gets 2 hours a month at the community center, and most of that time is spent trying to figure out who stole their clothes.
Boots looks over to the scared swimmer, who gives him a thumbs up. He sticks his hand out to Chip.
Good race, Chip.
No way, dude. We don't want to catch any loseritis.
Chip pushes Boots into the pool. Chip laughs. Bruno looks shocked.
Hey! What was that?
Boots climbs out of the pool and walks away. Bruno looks mad. Then he smiles. It is a wicked smile.
Bruno, I know that look. I don't like that look. Please, we just got over our detentions for Operation Banner Blast.
Guys, would I ever do anything that was rash and dangerous if it wasn't also awesome and dangerous?
Yes, constantly.
Chris nods in agreement. So does Wilbur.
Think what I'm thinking?
Maybe. But I don't know where we can find 23 glow sticks and a panda from right now.
Nice freestyling, but
thank you.
I'm kind of thinking Operation Fizzle Fix.
I'm one step ahead of you.
Scrimmage girl Burton hauls Bruno off.
Well, here we go again.
All right, listen up, boys. Look, maybe we didn't win today.
No, we definitely lost.
But winning is not everything, right? Let's remember what's important in life.
Pizza or pouches?
No, Hackenschleimer.
So then I said, no way, dude. Wouldn't want to catch any loseritis.
Bruno and Burton are dressed as janitors. They sport mustaches. They pour two drums marked liquid fizz into the swimming pool.
Well, take care of any loseritis.
The liquid fizz begins to bubble under the water. It gets stronger. It forms a blob of foam on the surface that grows. It grows larger, coming across the pool. It makes a beeline for the York Academy swim team. At the last moment, Chip and his buddies see the foam blob coming. They scream.
Losing is something of a tradition at McDonald Hall. You know, some of our top swimmers have gone on to lose at the Olympics.
Bruno and Burton run out onto the football field. They fling off their janitor disguises as they continue to flee. On the bus, Boots sees them coming and looks astonished. Chip and his buddies suddenly appear. They run after Burton and Bruno. The swimmers are covered head to toe in foam. They scream at the pranksters, trailing foam across the sports field.
Losers!
sure, you know, we're all very eager to resume our studies, so maybe we should drive away as fast as possible.
Are you quite right?
Everybody on the bus? Mr. Walton, Ms. Burton, nice of you to join us.
Oh, no sweat, headmaster and surgeon, and don't mind me, you can just drop me off at scrimmages.
Can we? Oh, how lucky for us. Did you have a good time at the swim meet today?
Are you kidding me, sir? Today has been fantastic. Hey, boys, right? Yeah.
Bruno walks down the aisle. He high-fives Boots and fist bumps. Boots shakes his head. Sturgeon sits down beside the coach.
Some of them are taking a room.
Swimming is so stupid.
They did what?
Yes, 20 liters of Fizzol dumped in the pool. Stolen from our infirmary. Bad sportsmanship, William.
Really, Hartley? As bad as your boys knocking our swim team captain into the pool?
Nevertheless, I do hope there'll be some consequences before our next swim meet. This stress is killing my stomach, I don't mind telling you.
I'll handle my boys, Hartley. And as for your stomach, why don't you have a sip of your pool?
Ill you. Hung up. Anyways, I'm going to get the last word. Word.
Headmaster Sturgeon.
Mr. Sturgeon, this is Eugenia Scrimmage from across the road. Bob Hartley from the York Boys Academy tells me that one of my young women was involved in an aggressive activity intended to cause distress and or offense to others.
You mean a prank?
Well, what you call a prank, I call a desperate cry for help for students who have no outlet for creativity and emotional growth.
Prank is shorter.
I'm inviting my students to form a sharing circle to discuss their feelings that led to these pranks. Your boys are welcome.
Ms. Scrimmage, the only thing my boys need to share is an understanding of what happens when they break the rules. My rules. But thank you for your concern.
Hello? Hello?
Sturgeon opens a bottle with two hands. He pours the contents into a glass. It is liquid Fizzol. He hits a button on his phone.
Ms. Davis?
Bruno Boots?
If you please.
Yeah.
Sturgeon takes a sip. He belches. A Segway drives down a hallway. The driver wears a sash reading monitor.
It's a non-regulation shirt, Spencer. True to merits.
Bruno Boots to the headmaster's office. Thank you.
Pierce, you're running in the halls. Three demerits. And you, with the non-regulation eraser up your nose. One demerit. Walton, you and your roommate must report to... What was that?
What's what, George Wexford Smythe III?
That's George Wexford Smythe III. I'm not a movie sequel.
Really? Because I heard every one of you is worse than the last.
Yeah. It's a pathetic excuse for a punchline. Five demerits. Oh, yeah, keep laughing, because clearly you're not in enough trouble.
All right.
Got my eye on you, Bruno. I see everything.
George drives off on his Segway.
But, guys, all my friends are here. I have great classes. I'm trying my best. It's everything. You can't take that away.
We can talk about it later. Hell, we gotta go. Race starts in 20 minutes.
We know you could do great things, Melvin. There's a leader in you. We just want to see it. Love you.
No, I couldn't agree more.
Hello, Bruno.
Hi.
Goodbye, Bruno.
See ya.
Dude, you're not still bummed about the race, right?
No, it's not that. No, it's all cool, man. Don't worry about it.
You sure, man?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the fish wants to see us in his office. Pronto.
Great.
But, you know, I've got a feeling that he's going to be in a good mood today, so.
And not to mention extremely poor sportsmanship. Surely McDonald Hall boys know how to lose graciously.
Losing graciously is about all we know how to do.
I take full responsibility for this, sir. It's just, I don't know, when they pushed Boots in the pool and everything, I guess I just kind of lost control.
Oh, the pranks seem very well controlled, Walton.
Okay, well, first, you know, thank you.
Not a compliment.
Thank you.
Sir, have I ever done anything that wasn't 100% deserved?
Need I remind you of the Moldovan flag incident?
Oh, no, you don't need to remind us of that. The court case is actually still pending.
The unfortunate incident regarding the Penguin and federal authorities?
That penguin knew exactly what he was getting into.
The Green Wiener incident?
Well, actually, sir, in our defense, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Not that Green Wiener incident. Look, regardless of who deserves what, the question now is who deserves to clean up the mess at York Academy?
Elmer Drimsdale said that in 5 days, the pool will be as good as new.
Actually, with the Fizzall purifying the water, probably better than new.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a way, York kind of owes us a thank you.
Quit while you're ahead, O'Neill.
Yes, sir.
If Elmer is right, and lucky for you, he usually is, punishment will be light. 1 week confined to your rooms after dinner. Out.
Sir, if I do an extra week of punishment now, does that come off any future punishments? It's a good question.
Boys, a moment, sit down here. Since you both came to McDonald Hall, you've expended not an inconsiderable amount of energy on things that explode, fizz, rumble, shatter, squish.
Squish? Operation Pudding Pants.
Think about what good could happen if you put all of that energy into something that would last. You're not going to be here forever.
Actually, sir, I'm working on that one.
I probably won't even be here next year.
What?
My parents want to pull me out of McDonald Hall.
Could you give us a minute?
Sturgeon walks out of his office. He returns immediately and stands behind his chair.
This is my office.
I was gonna say that.
The boys stand. They walk on campus.
Yeah, but why boots?
You know my mom. She was on the Olympic gym squad. My dad still coaches basketball. They're jocks. Thanks, I'm a jock. Like, they just think I belong at a school that's better for jocks.
Oh, yeah, but dude, we've been best pals since the first date. Do you remember our first day?
Yeah. How could I forget?
A young Boots knocks on a door with a skull and crossbones.
1 second!
Boots jumps at the explosion. A dusty Bruno appears at a smoky door.
Woo! Oh, don't worry. Okay, my side of the room is just as bad as yours.
Hey,
I'm Melvin.
You're gonna have to change that. Okay, Melvin, I'm gonna call you, Pants. Pants? Ah, we'll work on it. Come on in, man.
How you doing? Do you see a fire extinguisher on the way in?
And that is when I knew that we'd be best pals forever.
How you literally blew up our room and then gave me a nickname they hate probably won't convince my folks.
Why do they need convincing, dude? You've already got the greatest friend in the world, and you go to the number one school in the country. Okay, number one in attendance. But do your folks know that?
I know that, and you know that. But if my folks don't care, what can I do about it?
I'll tell you what you can do about it. Just put the word out, okay? Midnight meeting. Sound good?
All right, let's do it.
See you, man.
See you.
Boots and Bruno leave. A teen girl knocks on a door marked kitchen closed.
Password?
It's us, Elmer.
Bruno says we need a password. No exceptions.
I think it's open the door or we'll open it for you. With your head.
All lowercase. All one word.
Elmer opens the door for Burton and her friend. They enter past him. The door hits Elmer in the back of his head.
Now, I don't want to blow things out of proportion or anything, but this could be the darkest hour in McDonald Hall history. Ever.
Got your message. What's up?
Oh, nothing major. Doom, gloom, end of life as we know it. Hot chocolate?
Could you be a little bit more specific? We get caught here. Skirmish has us in self-esteem building exercises for a month.
Boots might get kicked out of the hall next year.
And obviously that can't happen. McDonald Hall without Bruno and Boots is like the North Pole without Santa and Mrs. Claus.
I'm Santa.
Okay. But we're here to make sure that that doesn't happen, right?
Indubitably.
I couldn't have said mumbled or drawn it better myself. All right, everyone, show us what you got. Best idea wins, but there are no wrong answers.
So with glasses and a mustache, Boots will be unrecognizable to his parents when they come to get him. Meaning, he can stay forever. I'm Boots. Yeah, hoo-hoo! Can't find me. Uh-huh.
And after a few termite generations, Boots's new school will be a pile of sawdust. You can't be sent to a school that doesn't exist.
Chris's drawing shows a destroyed school. The gang nods.
I think this could work.
Yeah.
So once we cross the equator, the Earth's gravitational pull should allow us to slingshot through the Earth's atmosphere.
And the llamas, Elmer?
I'm getting to the llamas. Anyways, once we reverse the polarity of the neutron flow, we should generate...
Okay, show of hands. Does anybody have an idea that doesn't involve breaking the law? Or destroying another school? Or llamas? Okay, remember when I said there are no bad ideas?
Yeah, your problem isn't Boots leaving. Your problem is convincing his folks to let him stay. So, what makes a York better than the Hall?
Nothing.
Yeah. Except for pizza root pouches. And their pool. I kind of wish we had that.
Wilbur! That's it?
We're gonna get pizza root pouches?
No, we steal York's pool, right?
The question. Okay, how do we convince Boots' jock parents to let him stay in the Hall? The answer, by giving him everything a jock needs, including his own pool.
Bruno crosses his arms. The gang nods. A scale model of a pool sits on a desk.
Chris, dude, you're an inspiration to artists everywhere. All right, Elmer, what's the cost?
Materials, labor, insurance, water costs... $150,000.
Dollars? What? Boys, how are we supposed to make that kind of money?
It's easy. Okay, Wilbur, take this down.
Wilbur sucks up the pool water with a straw. He picks up paper and pen.
Okay, needed $150,000. Okay, well, now all we need is a plan.
Oh, well, yeah, when you put it like that, basically half done.
That's the spirit. Now, Boots, what would make your parents almost as happy as us getting a pool?
Oh, you mean besides me getting a new roommate?
By you winning the next York Academy McDonald Hall swim meet.
Oh, perfect. Okay, quick question. How am I supposed to do the thing that nobody's been able to do in the last, I don't know, ever?
Dude, because you're awesome. And you know how I know that? Because I am awesome, and awesome sticks to awesome to make even awesomer. Okay, plus, if you don't, by this time next year, you're going to be sharing some dorm with a meathead named Crusher. Probably smells like sweat socks and cheese, so balanced.
How do you get me every time, man?
I am just that good. Okay, next. Read me that checklist.
Needed $150,000.
Why would my family just give you $150,000?
Because I said please.
No, you didn't.
Right, well, how about because your family is one of the richest in the country?
Do you think they got that wealthy by giving out money to stupid things like swimming pools?
Didn't your dad buy Iceland?
No, just rented it, and only for Mother's Day. You want to make a lot of money, Bruno? Here's my advice. Take everything you own and sell it. With the 20 bucks you get, go downtown and buy yourself a clue.
That's it? George!
God. Oh, no! Do not touch me!
You're a genius.
George calms himself. He adjusts his tie.
Diamond! You press that tie! Three demerits! Yeah.
George shrugs and rides off. A door plate reads, Coach Flynn.
We're just done? There's no more team anymore?
Boots arrives.
Boys? What's up?
The scared swimmer uses his inhaler. He hands Boots a letter.
Dear boys, I always said having fun mattered more than winning. Well, I've had so much fun with you guys, I've decided to try winning on for size. I have accepted a position at York Academy. Yours, Coach Flynn. Are you serious?
I guess we should just go.
Hey, come on, boys. Where are you going?
We have no coach. What else are we going to do?
Guys, if I don't win this next swim meet, I'm going to be stuck with Crusher, and I hate cheese.
What?
We want to win our next swim meet, right?
I was kind of hoping to learn how to swim first.
And we'll work on that. You know, I'll be the coach. Okay, I'll run the training. We'll win. Who's with me?
I like the sound of that.
Are yelling? He makes it sound possible. Let's do this!
Scared swimmer takes another inhaler hit.
Yeah. Rummage sale, boys! With all the stuff we have, we're gonna make this money in no time, okay? But everything must go! Okay, let's see what you got. So, okay, hockey cards are nice, but hockey equipment is nicer, right? Big. Okay. Oh, see, you don't need this lamp, dude. Just sell it, right? Got that? Nice.
Doesn't that belong to the school?
Well, yeah, but the money we raise is for the school, right?
Sure.
Right. Now, who has a spare kidney?
Bruno! All right, so I got my junior genius science set, my old protractors. Whoa, new protractor.
Great, Elmer. Now, do you have anything people might actually want?
Yes, if they don't mind pre-owned orthodontia.
Elmer removes his retainer and hands it to Bruno. Bruno takes a call.
Burton!
Burton.
What's this I hear about a rummage sale?
Everything must go. You want in?
Well, what's in it for us?
Glory, our deepest thanks, a used retainer.
Goodbye, Walton.
And free access to the pool for all the scrimmage girls. At any time. We need everything by next weekend. Does that give you enough time?
Ah, no problem. We're in independent learning. Traps through the ages.
My idea.
Jeez. Do you guys ever do any actual schoolwork?
Scrimmage believes in learning through living. I'm dancing my geometry test next week. Jealous?
Totally. Later, Burton. Elmer? Do you still have that ant farm from Operation, Ant Blaster?
Only 17 unaccounted for.
Good. Here's what I'm thinking. Ants, why pay to have them removed when you can just pay to have them as your pets?
I'll get some jars!
Elmer runs down the hallway. Boots arrives at his room. He picks up a ball lying in the hallway. He tries the door, but it seems jammed. He pushes harder and the door moves a little. Boots backs off as a tidal wave of junk falls out the door. Boots wades towards his room. He finally makes it through the door. Boots spies Bruno working on his computer amid the clutter.
I see you tidied.
How's the swim team?
Oh, don't ask. Hey, is the fish gonna be okay with all this? Is that a bag of doorknobs? What are you?
It is a bag of victory. Never mind that. Check this out. It's the official website of the Boots O'Neill fan club. Chris designed it, and of course I wrote it. It's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, pretty ridiculous. Who's that even for?
I don't know, fans. Future stalkers. Oh, and I don't know, maybe a certain set of parents who need to be reminded of how awesome their son is.
My parents are jocks, not idiots. There's no way they're gonna believe I said all this.
Why not? You know, you wouldn't say anything that isn't true.
Yeah, but I'm not writing it. You are.
I'm your best friend. You know, who knows better what you would say?
Yeah, but...
Boots looks like he wants to object, but he just gives up.
You really are something, man.
As you noticed, who ends in winning Ossity? Three?
A hat sits atop a lamp beside sport trophies. Boots talks to customers behind a table. Wilbur talks to another. Burton poses for a photo. Customers look at Viewmasters, CDs, books, and footballs. A banner reads, "Welcome to the first annual McDonald Hall Rummage Sale." Sturgeon is shocked.
I have a Kenzie's beard.
That is right, folks. Everything must go.
And no jar of ants would be complete without our trusty how-to guides. And if you lose your ants, we've got that covered too. All right, bidding starts at $15. Okay, $10. Okay, $5, guys. We're getting desperate here.
$20. Oh, our best offer. Look at you. Oh, Shakespeare's typewriter. One of a kind.
People, I still see stuff on tables. I still see tables. You want one? They can give us an offer and we'll make you a deal. Everything must go.
down here, right now, this instant.
I'll handle this. Mr. Sturgeon, great to see you. Thank you for coming. Do you know how much money we've made for the pool?
What are you talking about? What pool? Who gave you permission to do this?
Mr. Sturgeon, let's be honest. If I asked you for permission to hold this rummage sale on school property, wouldn't you have said no?
Absolutely.
See, so obviously I made the right choice not to tell you, didn't I?
Well, well, Sturgeon, quite the scene.
Oh, well, if it isn't Headmaster Hartley of York Boys Academy. Having a nice time, Bob.
Well, I just picked up Sherlock Holmes' copper umbrella stand for $10, so that's something. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that probably didn't belong to Sherlock Holmes.
Oh? How would you know?
Well, for one thing, Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real person.
Then explain the umbrella stand. Anyways, I'm surprised that you would go for something like this. After all, a rummage sale is so...
Awesome? That, sir, I totally agree. But do you know what would be even more awesome? McDonald Hall, Sturgeon Memorial Aquatic Facility, and Pool Adium. Palladium.
You listen to me very carefully. Number one, I'm not dead yet. Number two,
Wait.
Do you find something really funny about this, Hartley?
So this is all for a pool?
Yeah.
Oh, and how many rummage sales do you think that will take?
That's actually a very good question, sir. We've done the math with Elmer, and... he said, you know, if we have one every other day, maybe every day in June.
Oh.
You know what, Hartley? Hmm? I'd worried less about how we're going to get our pool and more about how you're going to deal with us at the next swim meet.
Oh, I look forward to it, Sturgeon.
Gentlemen, this is a friendly rummage sale, you know. Sir, there are some very nice CDs over there. And, you know, there's a weightlifting set here that you can't afford not to buy, sir. It's quite nice. Hmm? If you like that stand, here's another deal that...
Sturgeon grabs his sore shoulder.
A genuine, hand-built medieval rodent catcher, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not all. It also makes an excellent juicer.
So, you made this, huh? I don't suppose you could, maybe, you know, make us a pool for us to train in, huh? Yeah.
But, maybe I can help with some training equipment.
Really?
I might have some ideas.
That would be great. You know, I guess it would have to be on dry land, though, because, you know, you can't put training wheels on water.
The dark-haired scrimmage girl shrugs. Boots looks down and sighs.
I'll catch her up.
Diane watches him leave. She smiles.
William, do you know what I see when I look at all this?
Chaos?
Inspiration. Do you know that your boys and my girls plan this all by themselves? No fear, no worries.
No parking, no oversight, inadequate toilet facilities.
Oh, you. Really, what's the worst that could happen?
Let's wait and see, shall we?
There's no need. I already did. And it's remarkable.
Miss Scrimmage hands Sturgeon a duck decoy dish. He uses it like a gun and fires at her.
50, 60, 70. Between the rat catchers and all the other stuff we brought in, tell me if we didn't bring in the most money so far.
Yeah, you know, not bad, but, the best. Tell you what, the top fundraiser at the end of this gets bragging rights. And
the first swim in the pool.
Plus their name on it. The Kathy Burton McDonald Hall Sturgeon Memorial Aquatic Facility and Pooladium. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Game on.
Kathy Burton spits on her hand and shakes with Bruno, and they keep shaking. An upper window at McDonald Hall remains lit at night. Inside, Bruno and the gang count out the money on a table.
$2,718.19.
Oh, yeah!
Wilbur, with all those fire extinguishers that you sold, man, you put us, like, way over the top.
Yeah, but Chris and Science told everybody where to go.
And after today, we have... 3.30125% of the required funds.
That's less than what we need?
So what? Wait, that's like, what, 30 more rummage sales? No problem, guys. What do you think, Boots?
Guys, this is not good.
And if they try to take her girls, remember no mercy, no quarter. Save our scrimmage! Save our scrimmage! Save our scrimmage!
What is the meaning of this nonsense?
Oh, hey, Headmaster Sturgeon. Nice to see you.
Sorry to disturb, but our beloved leader has been falsely accused. Save our scrimmage! Save our scrimmage!
Back up, Joe. Yeah, these kittens have claws, but they...
No!
Yes, girls! Yes, girls! Yes, yes, yes!
Send back up immediately, full riot gear!
Oh, this is ridiculous.
And Brussels.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, but probably.
Officers, what could the charges against Miss Scrimmage possibly be?
Armed robbery, for one.
Armed robbery?
Yep. Someone held up the fast mark with this.
That could belong to anyone.
Property of Eugenia Scrimmage.
William, tell them it wasn't me.
Officer, I was just curious. If she were to be arrested, how long would she be away for exactly?
I can hear you!
Yes.
Burton.
An actual dinosaur back scratcher, but that's not all.
Buy this now, and we'll throw in those bags you got there.
Oh, yeah, we donated that.
Maybe that should have tipped us off when he left without paying.
Really? That's what would have tipped you off?
Officers, I should also say that I had the privilege of Miss Scrimmage's company for the entire afternoon, so she couldn't possibly be your robber.
Okay. She can go.
Thanks, Headmaster!
Well done!
Well, all's well, blah, 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 blah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Not so fast, boys.
You know, a rummage sale usually implies the sale of items belonging to the seller. That would not include every brass doorknob in the school, the gym program's weight set, or my chair.
Yeah, sir, but every penny we make is going towards the pool. Like, we're saving the hall.
Walton, you can't save the school by selling the school.
Okay, yeah, but that's... Okay, no, see, that's a really good point.
Mr. Sturgeon, maybe we went a bit too far, but we were just trying to follow your advice. Make something that lasts. This pool will last.
And we're just getting started, see?
Boys, I am still headmaster of this institution, correct?
When there's a meeting, I chair them. When there's an exam, I examine them. When the grass is cut, I... Okay, I don't normally cut the grass, but those are the rules. Now, I know you had good intentions, but I'd like to point out a great deal of harm can be caused by people with good intentions.
Gotcha. But, can we keep fundraising?
Booth shrugs. Sturgeon sighs and turns away.
You will tell me about everything, okay? I will keep the money safe here. But for now, yes.
Boots and Bruno fist bump.
Thank you, sir. We're gonna make this happen. Okay, you will see. And you know, we're practically there. It's $2,800.
Sturgeon looks over at Boots. It is night at York Academy's sports facilities.
So, we're just gonna steal their stuff?
It's not stealing. York buys all new equipment every year. It's literally garbage.
Oh, well, you know, when you put it like that, I kind of feel even worse about it.
I don't have to help you with this. I'm a scrimmage girl. You're a hall boy. We're from two different worlds, different universes.
We're across the road.
It's a wide road.
Okay, so why are you helping me then?
Diane hesitates.
That's my business. Your business is making up your mind. Are you in or out?
All right, so she's like, wow, Chip, it's like you have a double six pack. And I'm like, yeah, it's a 10 pack.
Well, well, well. Come to see what a real winner looks like, swimmer boy.
Oh, yeah, Chip, you know, I can't imagine how you do it.
Well, we're mostly on a protein diet. Eggs, fish, lean steak, lots of vitamin C, D, and E. Oh, and the secret ingredient, Pilates.
Hey, shut up. What are you doing here?
Oh, just admiring your garbage, Chip.
Chip makes a face.
So, about the Pilates, you know, I'm not really sure if it's right for me. You know, I've always been going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, it's a solid routine. You know, I can show you a really good one.
Yeah.
The talky York looks at Chip's pained expression. He shuts up.
You know, it feels like you guys are up to something.
No.
Something I should probably make a really mean joke about. You know, so I'm gonna go figure that out. And the next time I see you, be ready. Bye, Boots.
Hey, Chip. Next time I see you,
you won't be making any jokes.
Chip makes a gesture like a tear is coming down his cheek. They leave. The York jock makes a call me sign to Boots. Boots and Diane go back to stealing the gym gear. A sign reads, car wash, $10. Bert and Diane and several scrimmage girls stand by buckets in a car. A sign reads, topless car wash, $20. The McDonald Hall boys wash cars without shirts. Elmer throws a sponge at Bruno holding a hose. Bruno turns the hose on Wilbur and Chris. Burton shakes her head. Sturgeon sits in his office reading a book titled Rare Birds. He looks up as Bruno and Boots arrive. They place money on his desk. Diane pulls a tarp over her makeshift workout equipment. It is a jumble of weight room parts, ropes, and a bicycle. Boots and the swim team stare. Diane looks nervous. Boots claps. The swim team joins in. Diane smiles and shrugs. Scared swimmer attempts a swimming motion while hung up in the equipment. Boots starts to help, but Diane stops him. Scared swimmer flails about. He takes a hit of his inhaler as Diane throws a towel on him. The boys sell ice cream out of a cardboard booth. They notice something going on across the road. The scrimmage girls have a booth that advertises authentic Italian gelato. It is packed with customers. Burton and Diane sport fake mustaches and blow kisses to customers. Boots looks at Chris and Bruno in disbelief. Boots tears down the ice cream sign. They enter Sturgeon's office with bags marked with dollar signs. Sturgeon puts it into a wall safe. The scared swimmer is getting better on the equipment. Diane and the swim team applaud. At a kissing booth, a male student is given a peck on both cheeks by two scrimmage girls. A herd of McDonald's students run up waving money. Wilbur and Elmer sit at their cardboard kissing booth. A sign reads, no appointment necessary, fees negotiable. A male student puts on lip gloss and smiles at them. Wilbur takes a shot of breath spray and smiles back. Boots works out on the equipment. Diane and the swim team cheer. Bruno and Boots arrive at Sturgeon's office with more bags of money. Sturgeon can't fit all the money bags in his wall safe. He jams it in and locks it.
Which means we are one third of the way there.
But school is already half over.
Thank goodness.
That you
boys have accomplished so much. I think you've made more than anybody in McDonald Hall history.
Oh, well, not including Prohibition.
Well, it's not enough. See, we've done online contests. Oh, thank you. Lottery draws them. Actually, I'm meeting with a Nigerian prince next week.
We could do it like a talent show.
Yeah.
Not only work if you had talent. Eating contest?
Chris could do caricatures.
Oh, that's good.
Have you seen the one he did at you, Mr. Sturgeon? It's right here.
That does not look anything like my car.
You know, we need something big, you know, bold, beyond just the school, you know? Something like,
Bruno looks at the cupcake.
Something like this cupcake. Miss Davis, could you perhaps make about, you know, $1,000 worth of these cupcakes? They look amazing.
Actually, Willie made those. He bakes to relieve the stress.
You bake?
Yeah.
You bake cupcakes.
Your name's Willie?
It's William.
Okay.
That's all for today. Thanks very much, Miss Davis.
Thank you.
Well, you know, anyways, Willie, what are you so stressed about?
Oh, I can't imagine. In any case, I already have a job to do, so thank you.
Bruno looks at the cupcake closely, then back at Sturgeon. Ivy grows on an outside wall of McDonald Hall.
Headmaster Sturgeon, Miss Scrimmage is here to see you. She wants to show you something. Headmaster Sturgeon. Hello?
Sturgeon goes to the window.
Willie, what are you doing?
Sturgeon pulls a rope ladder from a wooden box.
Willie?
Sturgeon descends the rope ladder down the side of the school. He hits the ground and does up his jacket.
Quiet and peaceful.
There's no one on the hall grounds. Sturgeon notices heavy-duty electrical cords on the ground. He follows the line back into McDonald Hall. Sturgeon peeks through a red curtain and steps out onto a crowded stage. Confetti flies up in the air. An assembled studio audience holding signs cheer his arrival. A large man in a Hawaiian shirt and white curly hair runs out and embraces him.
William Sturgeon, welcome to Eat It or Beat It! I'm your host, Kip Kipperson, and you've been chosen from across the country to compete on live national TV in our kitchen octagon!
The crowd cheers. Boots and the boys are on stage dressed as chefs. An audience sign reads, Yeah, McDonald Hall.
Well, actually, it's a rectangle. I mean, a rectangle has four sides, whereas an octagon has eight.
Now, as I'm sure you already know, Eat It or Beat It is a live cooking contest where two amateur chefs compete for $10,000 and the answer to that age-old question, who will eat it or beat it?
Yeah, that's not really a question.
Whatever, man, it rhymes! Now, Headmaster, your students have nominated your amazing cupcakes, so let's see if you can beat...
Oh, no, no.
The Headmistress of the Scrimmage Academy of Education and Awakening, Eugenia Scrimmage!
No, 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 no.
William, I confess, I was part of this delightful ruse. In fact, I was supposed to bring you here myself, but for some reason, you weren't in your office.
At any rate, I don't normally approve of competitions or television or gluten-based foods like...
Let's do this, Kip.
Yeah!
Well, well.
Start your rubbish!
Boots' parents are shocked.
Is that Melvin?
Now, let's get a closer look at Sturgeon and his students' raw dedication in action.
O'Neill, more flour. Walton, eggs. Slammer, stop eating the butter. Strimsdale, oven 350.
Celsius, Fahrenheit, or Kelvin, sir?
O'Neill, oven 350.
I thought that was a valid question.
Yes, for our cruelty-free cupcakes, we substitute carrot for chocolate, rice flour for wheat, tofu for flavor, and soy milk for happiness. Cruelty-free.
They got it.
Walton, pans. O'Neill, paper cups.
This is bedlam! This is crazy! We got people cooking here, people cooking there, and what's gonna come of it? Who's to say? Probably something delicious. I tells you, I eat all this stuff for months. I take this home after the shoot, and I just eat it. Look at me! I am a product of this cooking! You know what I'm talking about!
Bruno sneaks off stage.
Packer Slimer, what did I say about eating the butter?
It's delicious.
O'Neill, oven status.
Boots sneaks off stage.
O'Neill!
O'Neill!
Hey, Bruno, what are you doing, man? We have to go finish the contest.
Dude, the contest doesn't matter.
We could win $10,000. How does that not matter?
Please, dude, the real money, okay, is in the advertising. Just like NASCAR. And you just get a bunch of businesses to give you money to wear their logos in front of cameras.
So if I wear your company's logo, you'll give me how much again? Wow. Okay, how many zeros is that?
So the Eat It or Beat It contest was
just a way to get cameras here. As soon as they announce the winner, I step out onto stage wearing my 20 different logos for all the world to see.
There is no way the girls are going to beat us at fundraising then. And any idea how much money we're going to make?
$25,000.
Burton, how did you know that?
In battle, Walton, information is everything.
Yes, I know it's expensive, okay? But if you want your logo on national TV, you're going to pay the same as everyone else, Mom.
Burton and Diane listen in on Bruno's phone call.
This was my idea.
And I got my own sponsors.
Wait a minute.
That's my mom's logo.
I guess she knows a winner when she sees one.
Well, boys, this may well be the finest bunch of cupcakes I've ever made.
Sturgeon puts a final cupcake on a cupcake tower. Bruno tears a logo off of Burton. He runs. Burton tackles them. They fall into the cupcake tower. Sturgeon is hit in the face with cupcakes. Burton and Bruno look up. Their faces are covered in icing. They look up at Sturgeon's cupcake-covered face. Ms. Scrimmage laughs at the sight. Sturgeon looks at her. The crowd erupts in sustained laughter. Sturgeon makes a face. Scrimmage keeps laughing as the host nods. Sturgeon picks up a bowl of batter and hurls it at Scrimmage. It splatters all over her. Diane breathes heavily. She appears upset by the turn of events. Scrimmage looks angry. The McDonald boys look scared.
Scrimmage girls! Defend our honor!
Burton covers Bruno's face and smash cupcakes. The boys go after the girls. Scrimmage puts icing on Sturgeon's face. Burton attacks Boots with the cupcakes. They roll on the ground. Boots's parents look at all the televised antics with horror. They look at each other. Chris wipes cupcake on Ms. Scrimmage. She fights back. Elmer is hit by Burton. Elmer falls to his knees, then to the ground. Wilbur just lies horizontal in the cupcake shrapnel and eats handfuls. Everyone on stage is now covered in cupcakes as they fight and slip and slide in the mess. Diane has a single cupcake rubbed on her head as she grimaces. The audience laughs and points, enjoying the show. Flowers poured onto several boys by the girls, with Ms. Scrimmage lending a helping hand. In his office, Headmaster Hartley laughs at what he sees on TV.
Soaked right. He hates vanilla.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, they've never seen such savagery in all my years of food reporting. Silence for kids.
Headmaster Hartley sits at his office desk with a wicked smile. He gets on the phone.
Get me the listings for all the McDonald Hall parents.
All of them.
When we say leadership, that's not what we mean. A food fight on national television?
It's not my fault. I mean, I was barely involved.
Well, we had a nice chat with Tom Hartley from York Academy, and he assures us that you'll fit in great when you go there next year.
No, please. Anything but that. Have you seen my website? Yo, Boots, here we have come to go see the fish like pronto. I don't think it's very...
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. O'Neill. Good to see you. I was actually just telling your son, Melvin, here, that the headmaster wants to see us. I'm pretty sure it is something good, so hi, plus.
Our decision is final, Melvin. Goodbye, Bruno.
Oh, man, she totally bought that.
Yo, man, I have to tell you something,
we have no time. Dude, you have to clean up, and I really gotta start practicing my groveling.
Bruno grabs his collar and runs off. Boots appears concerned.
No more fundraising. That is it.
So with the advertising money, we're over halfway there. Like, we can't just stop. If we don't get this pool, Boots is gone for sure.
By the time you get your pool, we may not have any students left.
Apparently, Hartley just called every McDonald Hall parent, assuring them that this would never happen at York Academy.
Oh, give me half an hour and 2 dozen cupcakes, and I can make sure this kind of thing happens at York. Believe me, sir.
I'm sorry, boys. I can't risk the entire school on this. Pool fund is closed for the rest of the year.
Bruno shakes his head, appearing frustrated.
Look, I know that this is a major disappointment, but as McDonald Hall boys, I expect you to follow the rules. So that's it. Okay? No more fundraising. No more schemes.
Understood?
Understood. Yeah, understood.
Sturgeon puts on his glasses and shuffles papers. The boys walk out looking dejected. Sturgeon watches them leave. He takes his glasses off again.
This is not the end. No, this is just the beginning. We need to keep it on the down low, right? We need to be smart, okay? We need to be organized. Where's Wilbur?
After Eat It or Beat It, he went into Buttershock. His parents told him no more scheming, or else.
Okay, well, we're one man down. We can handle that. It's not that big of a deal.
Actually, there's something I've been meaning to tell you guys. I've just been spending so much time with this project, and I checked out my average the other day, and it was an A. Minus!
Elmer runs out.
He'll be okay.
Chris, you know, any ideas?
Chris shows his sketch pad. It is blank. He walks out. The girls begin to leave.
You're not just gonna give up too, right?
Bruno, I don't want to give up. I am giving up.
Just ruin the show, then just walk away, you know? Your sponsors should be ashamed.
We're giving you all the money we earned, aren't we?
That's the least you could do.
You want to see the most I can do?
Guys! Stop! This is exactly what got us here in the first place.
Bruno turns away from the mall. Burton turns and begins to leave again with Diane.
Training tomorrow?
Sure.
The girls finally exit the kitchen, leaving only Bruno in Boots.
No, guys, just wait.
Bruno realizes everyone is gone. He looks at Boots, who shrugs.
Maybe, if I talk to their parents. Yeah, parents love me. Well, yours do at least.
Bruno, I gotta tell you something, man.
No, you don't have to say it, dude. I already know.
You do?
You're worried I'm giving up on you, too.
Dude, I made a promise to you and everyone else, okay? We are getting that pool because I just came up with the ultimate idea.
What?
I know you have enough to worry about with the race and everything, okay? So just leave it to me. Okay, I swear I won't let you down.
You're a good friend, Bruno.
I'm not good. I'm the best. See you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Bruno leaves. Alone now, Boots looks down and scratches his head. Four teens dressed in blue tear apart the swim team's makeshift equipment at McDonald Hall. The team arrives.
Hey! That's ours!
Property of York Academy. Doesn't sound like yours.
Actually, we crossed the Y out with a D, so...
Chip looks at the label.
It's a dork.
Hey, O'Neill. Here we are again. And here's my joke. You suck.
All right. Let's beat it.
The York boys get on their bikes. Boots walks away.
Boots. What about the team?
Look at the sign. $5, please. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day. Quickly. Next. Money ready, sir.
I didn't believe it. They told me, but I didn't believe it.
I know, right? Dude, I can't believe we didn't think of it sooner. It's like, okay, look, it's just like you said. Nobody loves this school as much as I do, you know? Not the kids, not the parents, and definitely not the people driving by every day for free.
Bruno, you gotta stop this, man.
Guys?
I made $200 in 15 minutes.
But it's illegal!
Guys.
Look, desperate times called for desperately flawed schemes, okay? I'm trying to save the school, dude. Why don't you just trust me?
It's not just about you, Bruno. Every time you come on one of your crazy, wacky schemes, we're the ones who have to deal with the consequences. Why don't you just go ahead and do something else crazy? We've had enough. Enough! And that is the worst Comic Sans font I've ever seen. Chris?
You talk?
And you're British?
Guys!
What?
It's the fish!
Walton!
Scatter!
The boys scatter, heading off in different directions. Sturgeon gets out of his car. He runs up to the toll gate. He shouts something at the lead car, but he keeps running. The scrimmage girls do their yoga moves on the lawn of their school. They raise their arms and lift their feet.
Excuse me. Beg your pardon, ladies?
Bruno and Boots run through a fence gate. They arrive at what resembles an obstacle course. A sign reads, Scrimmage Academy for Education and Awakening. They hide behind a wooden barrier. Sturgeon arrives and searches.
So, this was the plan when Sturgeon showed up? Have him catch us?
I'm just trying the best I can do on my own, dude.
Walton! O'Neill!
Bruno and Boots reveal themselves to Sturgeon, who looks exhausted.
Will you stop at nothing to make me look foolish? Of course.
Sturgeon is suddenly hoisted upside down by the trap. Boots covers his eyes.
I think we caught a fish.
An upside-down sturgeon slowly rotates. Sturgeon is in the back of a police car.
Sir, you have to believe us. This is all our fault.
It's actually true, officer. The toll road, the traffic jam, I caused it.
Yeah, your headmaster's the one that got caught in the trap there, boys. So it's up to Miss Scrimmage this time.
Oh, no, Mr. Sturgeon and I may have had our difference in the past, but there's no need for any charges.
Free to go, sir.
A handcuffed sturgeon slowly gets out of the police car. He looks terrible.
Take a minute.
Sturgeon nods to Ms. Scrimmage. She bows with hands clasped.
And as for the traps, ever since her last incident with the police, the girls have become very security conscious.
I can assure you, officer, these boys will be very severely dealt with.
William, isn't it how you dealt with it last time that led to all of this?
Is there anything else, officer?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sturgeon starts to walk away.
Mr. Sturgeon?
Sturgeon turns around very slowly.
I just wanted to say, you got a little something. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, this won't affect anything for the pool, you know, the plans and everything. It mostly for the future.
Future?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no future. Not for the pool, not for the fundraising. It's all over. And as for you two, you'll both see what your future holds.
Sturgeon walks off. Bruna looks back towards the cops. On a sports field, Bruno uses a sharp stick to pick up trash. He deposits it in a bag held by Boots. The field sprinklers come on. Bruno and Boots are hit in the face with water. In a school hallway, Bruno and Boots wave at Wilbur, Chris, and Elmer as they pass. The three don't acknowledge them. Bruno and Boots watch them leave. Bruno holds the lid as Boots removes a garbage bag from an outdoor container. George drives by on his Segway and hits a puddle. Boots and Bruno are drenched. Bruno tosses the bag. Bruno sports a hairnet as he scrubs a pot in the cafeteria kitchen. Behind him, Boots works the sink hose, splashing water onto both of them. Boots turns to look at Bruno, aiming the hose square in his face. Bruno throws a pot full of soapy water onto Boots. Boots retaliates with his own pot of water. Ivy surrounds a McDonald Hall window. Inside, Sturgeon stuffs himself with pastries while watching a TV cooking show.
What? What, Mrs. Davis? What?
On my walk over here, I happened to pass Bruno and Boots, soaking wet and exhausted.
Miss Davis, this is an administrative matter. Please do not concern yourself with it.
This is not about the hall or some pool or even teaching those boys a lesson anymore. This is about you being embarrassed in front of all those boys and girls and Ms. Scrimmage.
They broke the rules, and they knew it.
Oh, Willie, come on. You are punishing those boys because they care more about the school than your stupid rules. That is not an administrative matter. That stinks like a fish.
Sturgeon throws a handful of cake to the desk. Boots arrives back at his dorm room. He collapses face first on the bed. Bruno works on his laptop on his bed.
Look like I'm sleeping, because that might give you a hint.
Nah, dude, you gotta help me come up with some more stuff for this fan site, dude.
Man, I don't have a website or a fan page or whatever. I have a collection of out-of-focus pictures with some poorly spelled motivational quotes.
Dude, these quotes are awesome. Look.
Boots walks over.
Never forget where you parked. What? Come on, man.
Dude, that's good advice. Okay, besides, man... If you didn't have me, you wouldn't even have a fan site.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be smelling like garbage and chalk for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I never even asked you to make a fan site.
Okay, well, how are I supposed to show your parents you even just given up?
I have given up, Bruno. Look, the fan site hasn't done anything. Like, the fundraisers, the schemes. My parents are sending me to York next year anyway. Man, it's over.
Wait, what? Why didn't you tell me that?
Because you would have just come up with some crazy new plan and gotten us into even more trouble.
Yeah, well, shows what you know. Okay, I didn't know that, and I still came up with some crazy, insane plan that got us into a bunch of trouble, but
You know, at least I'm trying.
Who cares? You know, we lost like we do against every swim meet with York. You know, maybe we should just accept it. Maybe winning really isn't everything.
Do you know who says stuff like that, Boots? Losers.
Maybe I'd rather be a loser with friends than a winner with just you.
Bruno looks at Boots. He shuts his laptop.
Bruno. Yo, wait, man, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, no, just...
Where are you going?
Leave me alone!
Bruno pushes Boots away. Boots pushes back. Suddenly, they're brawling in front of a crowd that includes Elmer and Chris.
Go get Elmer.
Elmer watches as Bruno and Boots fight. The pair sit in Sturgeon's office.
The thing is, you may not be entirely responsible for the, you know, the entire turn of events. It's, sometimes it's important to let an outside party help you see how you may be using, you know, your own issues to get in the way of what's important. You know, like your job and friendship. You know what I'm saying?
So, are you feeling all right?
I'm trying to say I'm sorry. Okay. Headmaster Sturgeon.
Bob Hartley here. Did I catch you at a bad time? I won't be a second. Just heard some rumblings about your swim team. Toll Road or some such?
Your concern is very, very touching, Hartley.
Well, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to back out of next week's swim meet. I wouldn't want to cause you any more embarrassment.
I want you to listen very, very carefully to what I'm about to say to you, Hartley. My boys have never embarrassed me. Or the school. Or themselves. Not once. What they have done is stood up for McDonald Hall with honor, enthusiasm, and a good spirit that your boys would do well to learn. In fact, the only time it would embarrass me is if they didn't stand up to a bunch of arrogant, overprivileged... turkeys! That's not gonna happen on my watch! Goodbye, Hartley!
Boots stares wide-eyed at Sturgeon. Bruno smiles.
Shake hands, apologize, and get back to work. There's a race to win.
Sturgeon stares, looking determined. Bruno and Boots survey the damage in their dorm room.
Bruno... You know why I didn't tell you about me going to York?
Sure. You know, you didn't want me to come up with some crazy Bruno scheme, right? Dude, believe me, I get it.
Look, no. Okay. No, it wasn't that. Look, I didn't want to tell you because I felt like I let you down. You know, after everything you did for me. And I'm sorry.
You're a good friend, Boots.
No, I'm not. I'm the best. You boys here to catch round two?
No, of course not.
Why, should I go grab some chairs? Very fun.
It sure is nice to have the kind of pals you don't feel all weird to and apologize to, eh? I'm sorry I brought so much fun into your lives. I'm sorry for not listening to you guys and getting you and Bella in trouble.
So, when do we start fundraising?
We can't. The swim meet's next week and Boots is going to York unless we help him win. So, let's do it.
Bruno and Boots fist bump and hug.
Come here.
Sturgeon and Diane fix the swim team equipment.
Hey, guys. You know, you can't have a proper swim team without proper training equipment, so... This friend of yours went to every school in the area, picked up all the scrap equipment she could, and then needed some help putting it together, so... How could I say no to someone so determined, huh?
Thanks for sticking with me.
Diane looks at Boots. Scared swimmer smiles. The swim team looks at the equipment. Bruno spies George on his Segway.
George! George!
Haven't you been expelled yet?
What were you and Bruno fighting about anyway?
I'm Bruno. He's Boots.
I don't actually care.
Boots still going to York, and we still only have 75 grand for our pool.
I'm sorry. Did you say you've raised $75,000? As in 7-5?
And we still have to double it. But, like, how are we supposed to do that? And before Boots leaves? It's impossible.
Bruno, you don't like me, and frankly, I don't like you. But there's one thing we both love.
Animals dressed in doctor outfits?
No. Money.
Yeah.
Now, what if I told you I could help double yours within a week?
Okay.
Follow me.
It's totally brilliant. It's insanely complicated, but it might just work. We can't do it.
Okay, hold up, bro. I don't think we should do this, especially... Oh. Wait, we can?
Any plan I come up with just gets you guys into a bunch of trouble, and honestly, I don't really want to do that to you guys anymore.
That's mature of you. Are you feeling okay, buddy?
We can do this.
Guys, I told you, I'm done with coming up with...
This isn't about you, Bruno. It's about the hall. We got this.
We don't got this. Like, no, you don't understand what's going on.
Wilbur stuffs a sandwich in Bruno's mouth.
Yo, we got this, man. Clean this up.
So, you're sure about this York Academy Gold Club, George?
My friend, there are rich kids, and then there are rich kids.
The doors open on a fancy wooden room with a suit of armor and chandeliers. Students mill about. A waiter brings drinks. George turns to a man at the door. There's a marble bust. Bruno and Burton are awestruck. A valet takes George's Segway.
Not a scratch.
George leads Kathy and Bruno through the room.
Bruno, Kathy, allow me to introduce you to Randolph Mortimer Winthrop VII. Or is it the 8th?
Who can keep track? George, never got a chance to congratulate you on that Lorelei IPO. Good tip.
Thank you, Randolph. I'm sorry you didn't take my advice.
So is my portfolio.
I'm interested in something a little more underground.
Never took you for the underground sort, George. Are you sure?
Well, it isn't my money. It's theirs.
These aren't your porters?
40,000 from the students at McDonald Hall.
And 35 from the girls at the Scrimmage Academy.
They want to bet it, and all of it, on the swim meet today.
Who let them have money? Well, I think it's just adorable. But we need the cash on hand before we can place any bets.
It is, its way.
Secretary Mrs. Davis sits at her desk. She hears a loud noise and jumps. She gets up quickly from the desk. She enters Sturgeon's office. There's no one there. She looks around, appearing confused. She heads to the door. She takes one last glance and leaves.
All right. It's safe to move now. That was a long morning.
Elmer uses a stethoscope on the office safe as he attempts to open it. Chris glances through the window blinds. He looks back to Elmer. Elmer smiles. The safe is open. Elmer starts removing the money when there's a crackling noise. Outside, Mrs. Davis hears the noise and looks up. Inside, Wilbur is eating candy. Chris makes a cut-it-out motion to Wilbur.
Sorry.
Mrs. Davis goes back to typing. Elmer removes the sacks of money from the safe.
Are you sure about these guys?
I'm sorry, but no money. No betting.
That's okay. I heard the Gold Club's not the most exclusive secret private school club anyways.
Did you know the girls at the Havermore College have a dodo bird exhibit?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to see a live dodo bird?
Late, we gotta go.
Joan, the last time I went out for lunch, I got hit by a flying cupcake. So I'm just gonna stay right here.
She was supposed to leave for lunch! What do I do now?
Is that a rope ladder?
I'll go. You gotta stay clear.
Take this for the road.
tell the world my story.
Nobody go!
Chris salutes Elmer. Boots and the scared swimmer arrive at the pool.
You know you don't have to race if you're having an asthma attack, right?
I'm fine.
See? Anyways, it's like you said, never, ever give up.
Was that before or after you totally gave up?
Okay. Yeah, I deserve that one. And what are you doing here?
Independent study. Maybe I'll put the footage on your website. Should it go in the Winning All Cities section or under Superbulence?
Ha ha. You can put it under the Sometimes I'm a Jerk, but I'm Trying section. Thanks for sticking with us.
Already told you.
I know. It wasn't for me. It was for the team. I get it.
Well, maybe it was a little bit for you. But, like I said, that's my business.
Diane leans in and kisses Boots for a long time. She leaves. Scared swimmer Arnold reacts with open-mouthed shock. He's thrilled. He puts his arm around Boots.
This is from Picasso's little-known Killer Robots period.
Oh, it's Bruno! Bruno Walton!
Elmer ducks under two rich teens, but he's blocked by a third. He tosses the money bag over his head. It lands squarely in Bruno's arms.
Were you worried?
Not one bit.
I should probably be suspicious of your burglar outfit. But I'll just do what all Winthrops have done historically and turn a blind eye for profit. Give the money here.
You know what, guys? We could stick to the plan and bet all this money, or we could use it on this incredibly complicated scheme I just came up with right now. That's right. It's actually pretty good.
Right. Okay, sorry.
Well, shall we?
George and Winthrop exit. It is a packed house for the swim meet. Elmer joins the other McDonald boys in the stands. Boots stands by the pool. Coach Flynn is there.
Dolls!
Hey, guys.
Coach Flynn?
Actually, it's Assistant Towel Supervisor Flynn now, but they're telling me that I'm going to be all the way up to full towel supervisor soon, so I made a terrible mistake. Just be doing this.
This is usually where the coach says something inspiring, but considering how that usually went.
Boots appears unsure what to say to his team. He looks around. He looks at the crowd. Then he looks back at his teammates.
You know, everyone says that winning isn't everything. I mean, I used to think that was just something the fish would say to us because, well, we never won anything. But now I think it means a race is just a race. You know, if you win, it feels good. Really good. Really, really good. Or so they tell me. And we all know, if you lose, it feels bad. For a while. But what lasts?
Boots looks up at Bruno and Burton. Bruno gives him double thumbs up.
What lasts is the friends you didn't expect to make. And the things they do for you that they didn't have to. Even when it was risky. It's finding out just how much people believe in you. Even when you didn't believe in yourself. So, I guess the dumb saying was right. It really isn't winning that matters. It's everything else that happens along the way. Oh, and boys, one more thing. Swim real fast.
Boots' teammates smile and laugh. Diane films the team. She smiles as well. Both the York Academy and McDonald Hall fans cheer their teams. The swimmers mount their starting blocks. Boots looks at the crowd again. Bruno gives him a thumbs up again. Boots replies with his own thumbs up. The rich teens at the Gold Club watch the race on television. A waiter serves them drinks. Chip poses on his starting block. Scared swimmer Arnold breathes heavily. The swimmers bend and take their start positions. The race begins. The swimmers hit the pool in unison. Boots and Chip are immediately side by side in the lead. Chip has a slight lead on Boots. Bruno winces and claps. Ms. Scrimmage and Sturgeon sit together and clap. Boots hits the halfway point. He flip turns. Boots and Chip are still side by side as the McDonald boys in the crowd stand and cheer. Sturgeon stands with Ms. Scrimmage and cheers. Sturgeon even whistles. At the Gold Club, the members look at their phones instead of watching the race. Chip appears to have a slight lead on Boots as the race hits the home stretch. The crowd continues to cheer encouragement. Bruno jumps up and down. Both swimmers finish strong as they hit the final wall. It is a finish that's too close to call. Sturgeon screams. Boots and Chip look around in the pool. Both appear unsure of the race results. Bruno looks at Burton. They don't know who won.
I don't know who won.
The scoreboard says third, fourth, and fifth place are all McDonald Hall. First and second are under review. Bruno stares at the scoreboard, then the pool.
Yes! Fourth place!
Boots looks over to the judges' table. Hartley talks to one judge, then he talks to the second judge. The swimmers wait. Hartley bangs his pen on the desk, then grabs the mic.
After much deliberation, the three-member judges panel unanimously finds for the winner, York Academy!
The judges clap. Boots shuts his eyes. The York fans cheer. The McDonald fans don't move. Bruno sits with his head in his hands. Hartley holds the trophy.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Dad.
Good work, son.
Hartley's name tag reads Robert Chip Hartley Sr.
You'll get it at home.
Good race. Yeah. Woo! McDonald Hall, baby!
The McDonald fans smile and laugh as Arnold dances with glee.
I finished. Me, Boots, everything. It's
Bruno.
We lost all our money, and now we're never going to get this pool, and the hall's going to close, and everyone, of course, will blame me, and to Chip's right, we're just a bunch of losers.
Bruno! Look around you. Whether you got the pool or not, you made everybody here a part of something. You won, Bruno. You won.
The McDonald fans cheer. Burton puts her hand on Bruno's shoulder. Arnold dances beside Boots, who gives double thumbs up. Bruno gives thumbs up in return. Bruno sits on the end of his dorm bed. He plays with his drumsticks. He looks at pictures of his buddies and him posing in front of McDonald Hall and on that TV cooking show. He shakes his head in defeat. George suddenly rides in on his Segway. He parks himself in the middle of the dorm room.
What are you doing here?
Moping and feeling sorry for myself. I mean, yeah, sure. Okay, I learned something and we won some sort of moral victory, but... You know, it's kind of hard to swim in.
Uh-huh, that's all very fascinating, but who do I make the check out to?
What check?
The check for, let's see here, $151,000.
What are you talking about, George? We lost.
Oh, I guess I didn't tell you. I bet our money against McDonald Hall.
What? How could you?
Do you have any idea how many times McDonald Hall has won a swim race against York? Zero. Now, the school might be used to losing. I am not. I bet against us. And I won.
Bruno, I was wondering if you knew where you're...
Easy, Bruno. No.
Come on.
It's not his fault.
No. He did it. He got us the money for the pool. We lost, but... So we won.
What are you talking about? What did you do, Spike?
Sir, it's not my fault. It's his.
He did it too. It wasn't just George, sir. It was all of us. The Chris, the Wilbur, Elmer, and the scrimmage girls. They helped too. We did it together. Because, well, I guess people do love this school as much as I do.
So you're saying whatever you did, you all did this together? Hmm?
Yeah, exactly.
Sturgeon looks at Bruno.
That is absolutely remarkable. Well done.
Bruno smiles. Boots sits dejected on the steps in front of McDonald Hall. He looks at his phone. He sighs when he sees the caller.
Buddy, we heard about the race.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay. I'm fine.
You're more than okay. You're wonderful.
But I lost.
Yes, but we watched the speech that you gave to your teammates.
Wait, you did? How?
Well, that friend of yours, Bruno, has been harassing us to see some website for a few weeks now. We finally did, and your speech was there.
Buddy, you know how we were talking about leadership? And what you said to those boys, that was it!
So maybe we were a little hasty about York Academy.
Boots, dude, we got the pool! We just need to convince your folks, but I have a plan. We need 3 car batteries, 4 car batteries, 2 ducks.
Hey! My mom wants to talk to you, man.
You win, Bruno. Melvin can stay.
Awesome! Who's Melvin?
Bruno, it's me. I can stay.
Dude, I told you, your parents love me!
So Booth can stay?
Everyone can stay.
The students hug and yell and celebrate on the steps. Wilbur even picks Boots up in his arms. Sturgeon watches the students celebrate from his office window. Later, they all pose by their new pool.
All right, let's tighten up, guys.
All right, hold on. Before the opening ceremonies this afternoon, I want to say a few words. It's been quite a year. Quite a journey. But as a wise man once said, a journey is best measured not in miles, but in friends. And we are standing in this pool today because of 2 such friends, whose love for this school has been an inspiration to us all. So thank you to everyone. But thank you especially to Bruno and Boots for unselfishly providing generations of McDonald Hall and Scrimmage Academy students the privilege of sharing the... Oh, dear.
Sturgeon pulls out a card and reads...
The Kathy Burton Wexford Estate McDonald Hall Sturgeon Memorial Bicentennial Aquatic Facility and Pooladium Esquire. Congrats, guys. Well done. Okay, picture.
What's this for? Oh, it's like...
Well, to say thanks for putting my name on the pool. Oh, also, fair's fair. You never got the honor of the first swim, Bruno.
Oh, but I don't even know how to swim.
You get it.
Oh.
Burton pushes Bruno into the pool. Everyone laughs. They look at Sturgeon.
What are you waiting for? Go jump in the pool!
Chris and Elmer jump first into the pool. They are quickly followed by Burton and Diane. Boots and Arnold follow soon after. The gang in the pool yells at Wilbur. Wilbur walks slowly to the edge of the pool. He looks down. He feels the water with his shoe. Then he holds his nose and falls over sideways. They yell for Sturgeon to jump in. He waves them off. But Ms. Scrimmage grabs his hand and they jump in the pool together. Everyone hugs, cheers, and high fives in their new pool.
So that's McDonald Hall. Best school in the country. Best headmaster, best students, best pool. Best friends.
A wet Boots, Bruno, and Sturgeon give thumbs up.
Sorry, I completely looked at the camera for that shot. We're gonna have
to. Who? You looked at who? Cow!
I'm sorry!
We've been best friends since the Cersei.
Blah! 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 Blah!
End credits. Directed by Viviano Caldinelli. Produced by Anthony Leo and Andrew Rosen. Written by Adam Barkin. Cast, Callan Potter, Jane Eastwood, Caroline Ray, Peter Callahan, Scott Thompson, Kiana Madeira, Johnny Gray, Joshua Kilmnick, Hannah Vandenbygart, Isaiah Lee, Aircraft Pictures, Breakthrough Entertainment, YTV Original.
This is the time of my life. To the good times.
from now? Will I still be broke? Let's walk down to the riverside, chill out in the grass, watch a new sunrise. Lean back on my hands in the sky, let's do it all again. And I'm like, nah, 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 never want this life.